अस्तु, वी विल गेट स्टार्टेड. सो मुरुगप्पन महोदय, इफ यू आर अवेलेबल, कैन यू प्लीज स्टार्ट द प्रार्थना एंड गीतम.
हाँ महोदय, नमो नमः. सहनाभवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यं करवावहै, तेजस्विनावतीतमस्तु, मा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. हरिः ॐ. नमो नमः. गीतं पठतु संस्कृतं. पठतु संस्कृतं, वदतु संस्कृतं. पठतु संस्कृतं, वदतु संस्कृतं. लसतु संस्कृतं चिरं गृहे गृहे च पुनरपि. पठतु संस्कृतं, वदतु संस्कृतं. ज्ञानवैभवं वेदवाङ्मयं, ज्ञानवैभवं वेदवाङ्मयं. लसति यत्र भवभयाबहारि मुनिभिरार्जितं, कीर्तिराजितायस्य प्रणयनात् व्यासभाषकालिदासभाणमुख्यकविभिः. पठत संस्कृतं, वदत संस्कृतं. पठत संस्कृतं, वदत संस्कृतं. स्थानमूर्छितं यस्य मन्वते, स्थानमूर्छितं यस्य मन्वते. वाक्विचिन्तकासि वाचु यस्य विष्य मधुरतां, यद्विना जना नैव जानते. भारतीयसंस्कृतिं सनातनाभिताम्बरां. पठत संस्कृतं, वदत संस्कृतं. पठत संस्कृतं, वदत संस्कृतं. जयतु संस्कृतं संस्कृतिस्थिता, जयतु संस्कृतं संस्कृतिस्थिता. संस्कृतस्य संस्कृते च प्रणयनाच मनुकुलं, जयतु संस्कृतं जयतु मनुकुलं. जयतु संस्कृतं जयतु मनुकुलं. जयतु जयतु संस्कृतं, जयतु जयतु मनुकुलं. पठत संस्कृतं, वदत संस्कृतं. पठत संस्कृतं, वदत संस्कृतं. पठत संस्कृतं, वदत संस्कृतं. जयतु संस्कृतं, जयतु भारतं. नमो नमः.
अस्तु महोदय. So, namaste sarvebhyah. So, hope you have completed the homework that is visible. And if you have any doubts to discuss, please let me know. If you want to discuss anything regarding homework, please raise it now. We'll discuss right now.
Namaskar Mahodaya.
आं भगिनि.
महोदय, फस्ट् लैन् ऐ वाण्टेड् टु रैट् अस् एस् टु दट् वैफ् इस् टेलिङ्ग् द हस्बेण्ड् ऐ वाण्ट् अ सारी, सो ऐ नीड् दर् इस् अ दर् इस् शाप् देर् लैक् देट् ऐ वाण्टेड् टु टेल् अण्ड् ऐ रोट् अहम् aham shadika shadika avashyakam, is it correct? Mama or aham should mama
mama mama and tatra shadika tatra ap tatra 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 aapanikah asti aham shadika krinishyami. The words that we have learned so far, or the vibhaktis that we have learned so far, is aham and mama only.
Okay.
But that is not really applicable here. So we will try to rephrase the sentence here. Aham bhagini. Tatra aapanikah asti aham shatika krinishyami. Tatra vayam gachamaha. That will be how she will address to her husband. Tatra vayam. We will go there. Or avam. Aham avam vayam. We both will go there. That is how it will come in dvivachanam. Gachavaha. It will not be gachami or gacha. It will be gachava. We have not learned so far. So probably we will say vayam gachamaha. That also we have not learned. Shatika avashyakam tatra gacham tatra gachami. That is what we will use currently. Bhavatah bhavatah kim avashyakam. She will ask her husband, bhavatah kim avashyakam.
Okay. Thank you.
Vikreta, then aam bhagini. Okay, so probably there is confusion in this entire conversation. So, I see that a lot of you have different varied kind of answers. That's fine. But any other thing, because as long as you are coming up with your own sentences, that is more important. The way we learn sentences is more important. Right now, probably vocabulary or how we are trying to put into usage might not be important. We will slowly build that up. But for now, it is important we phrase the sentences also on our own. That is the object of all these exercises. Atto, Bhagini, any other questions from anybody else on the lessons that we have covered or anything so far?
Mahodaya?
Aam, Bhagini.
Mahodaya, if I need to address the shopkeeper, how do I address when the wife is coming and asking me, I want the sari?
Krupaya, shatika.
Okay.
Please show me saris, right? Krupaya, shatika, pashyatu, or drakshayatu. That is how we will ask him, krupaya. Okay. That is also, krupaya also we have not learned. Bhagini, yeah. We have learned only avashyakam, mastu, and paryaptam. So, Bhagini, so using these words, put some kind of sentences.
Okay. Okay,
Ambagni. So Krupaya is actually
thank
please.
Thank you. Okay.
Ambagni. Astu.
Thank you, Madhi.
Any other questions work? Tangam Bhagini.
Yes, sir. So actually, husband, after going to the shop, the shopkeeper is welcoming them and he is asking kim avashyakam and the husband is answering vayam ubha vastra asti, is it correct? I just referred the dictionary and it showed that to say both of us need
so the sentence might look correct, Bhagini. But asti is for singular, okay. Santi is for plural. Oh, we will learn santi as go forward. But dvivachanam, asti stau santi. That is how asti. We have not really learned the usage of ekvachanam, dvivachanam, and bahuvachanam. So that might not be really applicable right now for this conversation. So, for probably we'll say patihi shatika cholaha yutakam urakam avashyakam. That is what simply we'll try to use here.
ओके ओके
विक्रेता शाटिका अस्ति चोलः अस्ति अत्र अस्ति युतकम् अत्र अस्ति उरुकम् अत्र अस्ति पतिः आर् युतकम् अस्ति वा अन्यत्र एनी अदर् अन्यत्र युतकम् अस्ति वा अन्यत्र उरुकम् अस्ति वा सो विल् ट्रै टु यूस् दोस् वर्ड्स् दट् वी हेव् कम् अक्रास् सो फार् एण्ड् आक्चुलि एस् यु आस्क् द क्वश्चन् इफ् यु वाण्ट् टु यूस् बोत् उभौ देट् विल् बिकम् फार् बोत् so right now we have not used similarly vikreta will show the yutakam shatika patni cholah asti va vikreta atra asti pashyatu patihi we will buy it kreenami etat yutakam kreenami etat urukam kreenami etat shatika esha shatika kreenami eshah cholah kreenami astu
So what is actually the meaning of swikarotu?
Swikarotu means swikarotu, take it. Swikarotu. In the previous conversation, there is swikarotu. So
yes,
he is asked grahakaha. Grahakaha customer. And vitarakaha is a waiter. So we will start it. Okay, madam. Okay, Bhagini. Vitarakaha, first conversation. Boho, kim avashyakam? So he is asking... Boho, when we say Boho, instead of saying Mr., it is like respected Mr., what is that you need? Kim avashyakam? Grahakaha. Grahaka ityukte customer. Kafi avashyakam. Coffee I need. Vitarakaha. Jalam avashyakam kim? Do you need water? Grahakaha. Mastu. Coffee avashyakam. Or coffee paryaptam. Both are the same usage. I need coffee only. काफी मास्तु काफी आवश्यकं वितारकः स्वीकरोतु स्वीकरोतु इत्युक्ते टेक् इट् प्लीस् टेक् इट् स्वीकरोतु स्वीकरोतु इत्युक्ते टेक् इट् स्वीकरोतु वि आर् वित् पोलैट्नेस् वि आर् सेयिङ्ग् टेक् इट् स्वीकरोतु ग्राहकः किञ्चित् शर्करा आवश्यकं ग्राहक कस्टमर् किञ्चित् शर्करा सो किञ्चित् हियर् मीन्स् लिटिल् मोर् किञ्चित् Sharkara, sugar is needed. So they have given dot, dot, dot. Kinchi Sharkara. So it's just saying Kinchi Sharkara. We might fill in the blanks with the Avashyakam or Kinchi Sharkara or little more sugar. If we are putting is needed, it is like it is redundant or it is very applicable to the context. So we will say little sugar or little sugar is needed. Both are correct. So that is why the dot, dot, dot indicates here. सिमिलर्लि वितारकः स्वीकरोतु प्लीस् टेक् इट् पुनः आवश्यकं वा प्राबब्लि सर्विङ्ग् द शुगर् देर् पुनः आवश्यकं वा डू यु नीड् इट् अगेन् पुनः अगेन् आवश्यकं नीड् वा डू यु नीड् इट् ग्राहकः पर्याप्तम् एनम् पुनः मास्तु ऐ डोण्ट् नीड् अगेन् दट् इस् वाट् इस् सेयिङ्ग् स्वीकरोतु इस् टेक् इट् आर् प्लीस् टेक् इट् अस्तु भगिनि एनि अदर् क्वशन्स् यर्
महोदय किञ्चित् मीन्स् बेट् आर् लिटिल् मोर्
लिटिल् लिटिल् भगिनि लिटिल् मोर् किञ्चित् लिटिल्
एण्ड् वन् स्माल् क्वशन् महोदय I tried to attend the Panini grammar class, but it is purely in Sanskrit. I couldn't understand it. So, what do you recommend? Do you want me to continue the class or what should I do? I am not able to understand what you are teaching.
Yes, rightly said, Bhagini. Those classes are conducted in Sanskrit only. But one thing is we can learn a lot by attending those classes. What do we learn is they speak only in Sanskrit. So our ability to hear Sanskrit, let me mute everybody. There is... So there is one question from Bhagini saying that the Panini Vyakarana classes are very advanced kind of thing, and they are currently held in or the mode of instruction is right now in Sanskrit. Is it a good thing to actually attend those classes? So for me, Bhagini, these classes when I attended, I was also in same position as you. From my experience, what I did was to understand the words that they were speaking. Now, how this happens is, the way we learnt our languages right from schooling is that we hear two more of these sentences and then slowly they become part of our speech. That is how language evolves. So because this is a new language, right now you're attending these classes, these are only spoken Sanskrit classes. We are not really getting into grammar as far as these classes are going, and our syllabus is only Abhyasa Pustakam. So I would recommend is to attend those classes. If that is what is asked, that I would suggest that please attend those classes. Please try to attend them continuously. If there is a break, then we will definitely lose the understanding. That is the disadvantage with the grammar classes. You should not have any break. Please attend them continuously. You will see within 8 months to 10 months or 1 year, okay, there will be a lot of change in the way we understand the subject. That is what will happen. And you will try to understand grammar in a totally different way. Because this grammar that we are following is developed by Dr. Pushpa Dikshit. She is a pioneer in directly explaining modular way of Sanskrit grammar to the general audience. And the way it generally starts is with different ways are there. That is what we learn when we attend these classes. And we try to understand the basics, what is it? And whatever we don't understand, it is better to learn them in the class itself. That is what I would suggest to Pagni. If you have time, please do attend them. If you are really busy and you are not able to follow, probably see what is best for you. And another reason why I'm saying this is because these classes, unlike our spoken Sanskrit classes, will run for a very long time. Especially the Panini Vyakarana classes will at least run for 2 years, I am sure. Our classes might get over in 1 year, but that will not get over. That will run continuously for 2 years. And if you say probably you would like to join after 6 months, then again you would have to spend that much amount of time again. So better you anyways, the recordings are available. If you are really putting in time to attend those classes, probably listen to them once more. The more Sanskrit sentences you listen to, the more our vocabulary will increase, and also the applicability of those words will also increase. That is what will be helpful for us.
Mahodaya, namaskarah. I am Murugappan. Panini class is the voice recording is available, or it is only a text?
It is voice recording, Amodya. Both, we have the entire, I'm not sure if you have looked at our website, let me show here. I am sure is the screen available? My screen available?
Yes, available, Mahodaya.
Okay, it is visible, I'm sorry. Okay. So, if you go to the website, this is how our content is placed. The Samskrita Vyakarana is every, this is what has started, 26th and 27th, Dhatu Ganaha is what has started for everybody. So, here, the mode is like, we will follow this syllabus, the content that is there on this website, and the two books that were there published by Dr. Pushpa Dikshit. So, this is what will be available to us for reading again. And second thing is, the recordings will be available, just like what we are doing for our classes, video and audio. There is audio recording that will be available for this Samskrita Vyakaranam classes. So both the website and the classes audio will be available for us to revise.
Amahodaya, namaskara. Astu.
Amahodaya. So, and recently there are 6 classes that were started, and it is very rare that once six classes have started. So everybody, I would like you to utilize this opportunity, because these are free classes, and if you have time, please go ahead and attend these classes. Very rarely, I mean, for the last 2 years, I am seeing this, that six classes at a time for Panini Vyakaram classes have not started so far. So I would request, or if it is possible, please attend them. And you will see within 6 to 7 months, there will be a lot of improvement the way we listen to Sanskrit sentences. Astu. Yes, Bhagini. Who is this Bhagini? Trivani Bhagini or somebody else?
Manjushri Bhagini.
Aam Bhagini. Aam Bhagini.
Yeah, I also attended today's class, Panini Sanskrit class. I also attended today morning session. It was a little bit difficult, but I think 50-50% was understanding. 50% I could get, 50% I could not. So just my opinion also, I just wanted to share.
Astu Bhagini. So so how are you planning to learn? If you are planning to learn it and go ahead and attending these classes?
Yeah, actually, I bought actually 8th, 9th and 10th standard books from market today.
Aam Bhagini, Aam Bhagini.
So, you know, I learned it in 8th, 9th and 10th standard, but it was not that with that much of efforts or something, or it was just as a part of the syllabus or curriculum. But I brought those books. Actually, those are not the same books which I studied, but still I bought those books, and let's see if I can, you know, go ahead with that.
Astu, bahu, very good effort, bahu samyak asti. भवती अत्र एकं अत्र बहु समीचीनम् ऐडिया अस्ति. सो इफ् यू वाण्ट् टु रियलि लर्न् द वर्ड्स् आल्सो एण्ड् यू वाण्ट् टु गो हेड् दिस् इस् एनफ् फार् अस् टु लर्न् एण्ड् एस् भगिनी सेड् शी हेस् बाट् द बुक्स् एण्ड् इफ् यु लैक् टु यु नो देर् आर् एन् सि आर् टि बुक्स् लेट् मी आल्सो शेर् देट् सो दर् इस् अ वेब्सैट् हियर् ncrt.nic.in. सो वी हेव् अ वेब्सैट् सो वेर् यू केन् गेट् आल् दि क्लासस् Sanskrit textbooks, if you, they are available for free. If you also want to read them or want to, you know, learn, that is also available. Somebody can learn them. So you have Sanskrit books here, and you can start reading them or try to understand the grammar. But all of this would be in Devanagari script. So that is one thing that we should be familiar with before we actually go ahead with these things. So that is also available. So please attend these Vyakaran classes if you are having time. Astu, agree. Any other questions? Astu. So if there are no questions, then we'll go ahead and we'll try to learn the Kriyapadanani where we stopped. So Pruch, we have done Kru last one, Sweek. Okay, from Sweeker also we'll start today. So Tangam Bhagini, please try to take these words. Sweeker Otu is the word that we'll try to see. Sweek Kru is the Dhatu. To receive, Svikarotu is Lotlakaraha. Svikaroti is Latlakaraha. So the present tense and the order or the request form is Svikarotu, and the present or the Vartamana Kala is Svikaroti. Saha Svikaroti. Sa Svikaroti.
Okay.
Bhavan Svikaroti. Bhavati Svikaroti. Aham Svikaromi. Aham Svikaromi. These three. Svikarotu. Svikaroti, Svikaromi. These are the three forms that we have learned.
Okay, sir. Okay. Okay. Shrunotu. The Shru is the Dadu word.
Shrunotu
is the lot lakaraha. So you want to frame some sentence with that, sir?
आं भगिनि, आं भगिनि, शृणोतु, कृपया शृणोतु.
बालिका शृणोतु.
समीचीनम्. अस्तु.
शुड् ऐ से लैक् ओके
भवान् शृणोतु, भवती शृणोतु, तदपि सम्यक् अस्ति.
हे राधे, ऐ से लैक् दट् ऐ हव् टु टेल् सर्, हे राधे शृणोतु.
समीचीनं, तत्रापि समीचीनं. It is up to you, Bhagini. How you would like to form, please form the sentence.
Okay. Shrunoti. Eshah Shrunoti. Aham Shruna. Aham.
Aham Shrunomi.
Shrunomi.
Right. Okay. Sah Shrunoti. Sah Shrunoti. Eshah Shrunoti. एषा शृणोति, भवान् शृणोति, भवती शृणोति, अहं शृणोमि.
शृणोमि. आल् दि फार्म्स् ऐ हाव् टु टेल् सर्. ओके.
आं भगिनि, आं भगिनि. शृणोतु, शृणोति, शृणोमि.
ओके. दि धातु वर्ड् फार् टु क्रै इस् सर् इट्स् नाट् विसिबल् सर्.
एकनिमिषं भगिनि.
It's not
Rudd.
Rudd. Rudd is ityukte to cry. Sishu roditatu. Roditadu.
Roditu.
Roditu. Roditu. Esha roditi. सः रोदिति, भवान् रोदिति, भवती रोदिति, अहं रोदिमि.
अहं रोदिमि. सम्यक् सम्यक् अग्रे. शक्
देन् पुज् पुज् पुज्
न न शक् भगिनि शक्
सारि शक् शक् इत्युक्ते टु बि एबल् टु शक्नोतु. भवान् शक्नोतु, शक्नोतु. सः शक्नोति, एषः शक्नोति, सा शक्नोति, एषा शक्नोति, भवान् शक्नोति, भवती शक्नोति.
समीचीनं.
अहं शक्नामि.
समीचीनं.
पूज, पूज इत्युक्ते टु वर्शिप्.
पूज भगिनि, नॉट पूज.
पूज, पूज टु वर्शिप. भवान् पूज्यतु, भवती पूज्यतु, एषः पूज्यति, सः पूज्यति, सा पूज्यति, एषा पूज्यति, अहं पूज्यामि.
अहं पूजयामि.
प्रैश, प्रैश इत्युक्ते टु सेण्ड्. प्रैश, प्रैश. भवान् भवती प्रेषयतु, एषः प्रेषयति, सः प्रेषयति, एषा प्रेषयति, सा प्रेषयति, अहं प्रेषयामि.
समीचीनं,
समीचीनं. देन् तप् प्रकाशल, प्रकाशल, प्रकाशल इत्युक्ते टु वाश्.
प्रक्षालयतु,
प्रक्षालयतु. भवान् प्रक्षालयतु, भवती प्रक्षालयतु, सः प्रक्षालयति, एषः प्रक्षालयति, अहं प्रक्षालयामि.
समीचीनं भगिनि. अस्तु भगिनि, धन्यवादः. समीचीनं प्रक्षालयामि
प्रक्षालयामि धन्यवाद महोदय अदर थिंग आल्सो आई नीड टू सेल नेक्स्ट तपय
न भगिनि अग्रे अग्रे विल राघवन् महोदय अस्ति वा
धन्यवाद महोदय
आं भगिनि राघवन् महोदय अस्ति वा महोदय राघवन् महोदय नास्ति अस्तु मुरुगप्पन् महोदय
आं महोदय नमस्कारः
नमस्कारः महोदय
स्थापय 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 इत्युक्ते टु प्लेस् स्थापयतु स्थापयतु शिक्षकः पुस्तकं स्थापयतु उत्पीठिका उत्पीठिके पुस्तकं स्थापयतु अहं सः स्थापयति सा स्थापयति भवान् स्थापयति भवती स्थापयति अहं स्थापयामि स्थापयामि तर्ज् तर्ज् इत्युक्ते टु स्कोल्ड् दट् इस् निन्दति आल्सो स्कोल्ड् नो महोदय
निन्दति इत्युक्ते ब्लेम् निन्दति ब्लेम्
ओके तर्ज् टु स्कोल्ड् तर्जयतु अध्यापकः अध्यापकः तर्जयतु
छात्रः तर्जयतु
छात्रः तर्जयतु
तर्जतु तर्जतु महोदय न तर्जयतु तर्जतु
तर्जतु सारि तर्जतु तर्जतु सः तर्जति एषः तर्जति भवान् तर्जति भवती तर्जति अहं तर्जामि अहं तर्जामि
कूप्यति
इस् आल्सो एक्चुलि यस् सः कूपयति मीन्स् इट् इस् आल्सो स्कोल्ड् कूपयति सः कूपयति इस् आल्सो स्कोल्ड् he gets angry because of his act
astu such such to indicate to indicate suchayatu shichakah suchayatu chitram suchayatu samyak margah suchayatu aham सः सूचयति एषः सूचयति भवान् सूचयति भवती सूचयति अहं सूचयामि अहं सूचयामि
अहं सूचयामि समीचीनं भगिनि महोदय अग्रे
आह्व आह्वे आह्वे इत्युक्ते टु इन्वैट् आह्वयतु मम मित्रम् आह्वयतु मम जनकः आह्वयतु
समीचीनं महोदय
सः आह्वयति एषः आह्वयति भवान् आह्वयति भवती आह्वयति अहम् आह्वयामि अहम् आह्वयामि
आह्वयामि समीचीनं अग्रे महोदय
स्था स्था to stand इत्युक्ते to stand तिष्ठतु शिक्षकः छात्राको पृच्छतु तिष्ठतु तिष्ठति एषः तिष्ठति सः तिष्ठति भवान् तिष्ठति भवती तिष्ठति अहं तिष्ठामि अहं तिष्ठामि
समीचीनं
बस्
अस्तु महोदय
नमो नमः
अस्तु महोदय
धन्यवादः
अग्रे समीचीनं महोदय बहु समीचीनं अग्रे मुरुगन् शर्माजी अस्ति वा
या अस्तु महोदय
महोदय वत्
नमस्कारः
नमस्कारः महोदय
दातु वत् दातु इत्युक्ते टु लिव् भवान् भवान् वस्तु भवति वस्तु
भवान् वसतु
सः वसतु सारि भवान् वसतु भवती वसतु सः वसति सा वसति एषः वसति एषा वसति अहं वसामि अहं वसामि
अहं न्यूजेर्सी नगरे वसामि अहं कार्यालये वसामि अहं हैदराबाद् नगरे वसामि अहं चेन्नै नगरे वसामि अहं बेङ्गलूर् नगरे वसामि अस्तु
अस्तु महोदय अहं चेन्नै नगरे वसामि
समीचीनं महोदय अग्रे
धातु विस् धातु विस् धातु टु टेक् टु एण्टर् भवान् भवान् विशतु भवती विशतु सः विशति सा विशति एषः विशति एषा विशति विशन् विशन्तः
न न विशामि विशामि
ओ अहं विशामि अहं विशामि
समीचीनम् अग्रे प्राप्
प्र प्लस् आप् प्राप् इत्युक्ते टु अब्टेन् भवान् प्रोप् प्राप्नोतु भवती प्राप्नोतु सः प्राप्नोति सा प्राप्नोति एषः प्राप्नोति एषा प्राप्नोति अहं प्राप्नोमि
अहं देवा अनुग्रहं प्राप्नोमि
ओ ओ यु वाण्ट् टु ऐ वाण्ट् टु मेक् सेण्टेन्सस्
अस्तु अस्तु महोदय प्लीस् ट्रै टु सी दीस् अण्ड् ट्रै टु आल्सो एस् अदर्स् आर् डूयिङ्ग् प्लीस् आल्सो ट्रै टु सी इफ् यु केन् मेक् सेण्टेन्सस् अस्तु
ओके 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 नृत् धातु नृत् टु टु डान्स् इत्युक्ते रामः नृत्यतु
समीचीनं
गोपालः नृत्यतु सीता नृत्यति माला नृत्यति वयं नृत्यति
वयं नृत्यं वयं डोण्ट् यूस् वयं इस् नाट् अप्रोप्रियेटेड् महोदय
ओके अहं नृत्यामि
नृत्यामः अहं नृत्यामि अहं गृहे नृत्यामि अहं कुत्र नृत्यामि अहं गृहे
गृहे गृहे नृत्यामि अहं गृहे नृत्यामि
समीचीनम्
अहं मन्त्रे नृत्यामि
समीचीनं बहु समीचीनम् अग्रे
महोदय एनफ् महोदय एनफ् चल् दातु चल् दातु इत्युक्ते टु मूव् रामः चलतु
अश्वः चलतु वाहनं चलतु
अजः चलतु
अजः इत्युक्ते
गजः चलतु
गजः चलतु
गोपालः चलति सारि सीता चलति गोपालः चलति वरुण गोपालः चलति
गोपालः इत्युक्ते समीचीनं गोपालः इत्युक्ते गोपालः अपि चलति
गोपालः चलति गणेशः चलति
चलामि
अहं अहं चलामि अहं चलामि
अग्रे महोदय गै
guide Dhatu to sing. Mm. Ganeshaga Gayatu.
Mm.
Sureshaga Gayatu.
Mm.
Mala Gayati. Sita Gayati. अहं गृहे गायामि.
अहं गृहे गायामि, समीचीनं, बहु समीचीनं महोदय. अस्तु महोदय, समीचीनम्.
अस्तु महोदय, धन्यवादः, धन्यवादः,
धन्यवादः महोदय. अग्रे चित्रे चित्रं वर्णयतु इति अहं पूर्वम् अपि एतत् एनिबडि हेज़् एनी क्वश्चन्?
यस् आई हैव वन क्वश्चन सर.
आम भगिनि.
या व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ अज अज चलतु, दैट मींस लेट द गोट मूव. गज चलतु, दैट मींस लेट द एलिफेंट मूव. सुरेश दैट मींस लेट
नो. हां हां, यस भगिनि, दैट इज व्हाट वी आर सेइंग. अज चलतु, सो वी आर हैविंग अ गोट बिसाइड एंड आस्किंग इट टू वॉक. अज वॉक और वी आर ऑर्डरिंग इट टू वॉक. गज चलतु, रमेश चलतु. You're asking Ramesh to walk or ordering or requesting him to walk.
Okay, okay. Dhanyavad mode.
Amar. So, Purvam, we have seen this. We have seen all of these things in our last class. Balakaha sati, Pushpam vikasati, Bidalaha utpatati. So, we will start with Dinacharya today. So, all of this, I hope you have covered, and we'll start with Dinacharya. So how are we going to use these verbs? So what is Dinacharya? Dinacharya is exactly the activity of our of what we do in a day. That is what is Dinacharya, daily activities. So here we have Dinacharya, and so first, how do we start with Dinacharya? If I have to talk about Dinacharya, first thing, we sleep or we wake up. That is what we start our activity, right? You sleep and then you wake up. That is how we have to narrate it. So when we say somebody is sleeping, right? So for here we have two columns. One is Sita Nidrati. So somebody's Dinacharya, if we have to narrate, we have to tell Sita Nidrati. Danta Dhavanam Karoti. Danta Dhavanam. Danta Dhavanam Karoti. Meaning she brushes her teeth. After sleeping, she brushes. Actually, she Uttishthati. Sita Uttishthati. She wakes up. That is what she will do. Sita Uttishthati. Anantaram Danta Dhavanam Karoti. Mukham Prakshalayati Cha. And also washes her face. Mukham Prakshalayati. Vyayamam Karoti. Vyayamam Karoti. Bhojanam Khadati. Bhojanam Khadati. So after exercise, she eats food. Vastram Dharati. Vastram Dharati. Karyalayam. Karyalayam ityukte office. Office Gachati. Karyalayam Gachati. कार्यालये कार्यालये किं किं करोति? कार्यं करोति. कार्यालये कार्यं करोति. कारयानं चालयति. सो चालयति, शी ड्रैव्स्. चालयति इस् ड्रैव्. चलतु इस् टु वाक् आर् टु मेक् सम्बडि. चालयतु इस् चालयति. सो चालयति इस् बेसिकलि शी ड्रैव्स् द कार्. कारयानं, कारयानं चालयति. वस्तूनि क्रीणाति. वस्तूनि, शी पर्चेसस् संथिङ्ग्. वस्तूनि और शी पर्चेजेस ऑब्जेक्ट, शी पर्चेजेस समथिंग. वस्तूनि क्रीणाति. गायति नृत्यति च. गायति एंड नृत्यति. सो सिंग्स एंड डांसेस. फलरसम पिबति. फलरसम, फलरसम इत्युक्ते फ्रूट ज्यूस. पिबति, स्नानाति, शी टेक्स अ बाथ. अस्तु, दैट इज व्हाट हर दिनचर्या इज. गायति नृत्यति. सो वी हैव द दिनचर्या. What is she doing? So, Sita Nidrati. Danta Dhavanam Karoti. Mukham Prakshalayati Cha. Brushes her teeth and faces her she washes her face. Mukham Prakshalayati Cha. Vyayam Karoti. Anantram Vyayam. Exercises. Vyayamam. Exercises Karoti. Bhojanam Khadati. Anantram Bhojanam. Breakfast or Athva lunch or Athva dinner. Bhojanam Khadati. Vastram Dharati. Wears the clothes. Karyalayam Gachati. Goes to the office. Karayanam Chalayati. Drives the car. Vastuni Kreenati. Vastuni Kreenati. Purchases. Gayati Nrutyati. After the purchase, after shopping, Gayati Nrutyati Cha. Vastu. अग्रे फलरसं पिबति फलरसम् इत्युक्ते ड्रिङ्क्स् ज्यूसस् एण्ड् स्नानाति एण्ड् शी टेक्स् अ बात् दिस् इस् हौ वि आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु रेफर् टु सम् अदर् पर्सन् निद्राति करोति करोति खादति धरति धरति गच्छति चालयति क्रीणाति नृत्यति पिबति स्नाति स्नाति रैट् दिस् इस् हौ वि आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु यूस् द वर्ड्स् वेन् यु आर् अड्रेसिङ्ग् सम्बडि इट् इस् एण्डिङ्ग् वित् ति निद्र निद्राति करोति कृ करोति कृ इस् द धातु एण्ड् द एण्डिङ्ग् विल् बिकम् करोति खाद् विल् बिकम् द धातु धातु मीन्स् द रूट् वर्ब् आर् द रूट् वर्ड् फार् द वर्ब् खाद् खाद् टु ईट् खादति खादति इत्युक्ते ईट्स् टु ईट् धरति धर् टु वेर् ध्रुव आक्चुल् ध्रुव दट् इस् हौ इट् बिकम् धरति गच्छ आर् गम् धातु गच्छति करोति चालयति क्रीणाति नृत्यति गायति पिबति नाति सो दिस् इस् हौ द वर्ब्स् आर् एन् यु आर् अड्रेसिङ्ग् सम् अदर् पर्सन् इफ् इट् इस् फार् सेल्फ् देन् इट् बिकम् अहं निद्रामि अहं निद्रामि अहं किं करोमि अहं फस्ट् कार्यम् आर् प्रथमकार्यम् अहं निद्रामि अनन्तरम् अहं किं करोमि अहं दन्तधावनं करोमि अनन्तरं मुखं प्रक्षालयामि च दन्तधावनं मुखं प्रक्षालयामि च ऐ वाश् मै टीत् एण्ड् मै फेस् दन्तधावनं करोमि आर् ब्रश् मै टीत् एण्ड् वाश् मै फेस् व्यायामं करोमि व्यायामम् एक्ससैज् अहं करोमि व्यायामं करोमि भोजनं खादामि भोजनं खादामि वस्त्रं धरामि कार्यालयं गच्छामि कार्यालयं गच्छामि कार्यं करोमि कार्यं करोमि कारयानं चालयामि वस्तूनि क्रीणामि वस्तूनि क्रीणामि अनन्तरम् अहं किं करोमि अहं गायामि नृत्यामि च अहं गायामि ऐ सिङ्ग् नृत्यामि अहं डान्स् अहं ऐ डान्स् नृत्यामि च फलरसं पिबामि फलरसं पिबामि अनन्तरम् अहं स्नामि सो ऐ आम् गोयिङ्ग् टु डू आल् दीस् थिङ्ग्स् इन् मै दिनचर्या सो द होम्वर्क् फार् दिस् वीक् ईस् टु रैट् युवर् दिनचर्या यूस् सिम्पल् सेण्टेन्सस् आल्सो रेफर् टु अवर् वर्ब्स् लिस्ट् इफ् समथिङ्ग् इस् नाट् डिस्कस्ड् इन् दिस् स्लैड् प्लीस् रेफर् टु दीस् वर्ब्स् दट् यु हव् प्लेस्ड् हियर् एण्ड् ट्रै टु फार्म् द सेण्टेन्सस् अहं वेन् यु आर् यूसिङ्ग् अहं प्लीस् यूस् दिस् कालम् दट् इस् देर् ओके उत्तमपुरुष एकवचनं दीस् आर् द वर्ब्स् दट् यु हेव् टु यूस् टु फार्म् द दिनचर्या of what you do in a day. That is what would be the homework for this week. Dinacharya, write the Dinacharya. Just like this, form different sentences, what all you do in a day. If the verbs are not present in this slide, please refer to the Kriyapadani or Kriyapada Rupani Excel sheet that we have shared with you. Astu, so that would be the homework for this week. Please write down your Dinacharya. Agree. Now, we will also try to understand how numbers are pronounced or what are numbers in Sanskritam. That is also we'll see. And what are these called as? Sankhya. These are called as Sankhyaha. Sankhyaha ityukte numbers. Sankhya ityukte number. So, Ekvachanam and the Bahuvachanam Rupani. What is Ekvachanam? Singular. Bahuvachanam is plural. So, in Sanskritam, you have one, two and many. That is how the verbs are there. Or any action or any declension will have these many things. It will have a singular, it will have for two, dvivachanam or something called as bahuvachanam, which is essentially plural. So we have one, two and plural. Singular, two and plural. So sankhyaha is actually plural here. It means numbers. How do we understand numbers here? So here, this is the representation of numbers. So this first one that we have put here is ekam. Ekam, how do we count in Sanskrit? Or how do we count in Sanskrit is ekam, dve, trini, chatvari, pancha, shat, sapta, ashta, nava, dasha. So whenever we kind of do homa, the Agnihotra or homas at our home, when we call some priests, sometimes they put a ghee into the homa. In the sacred fire, right? And if you do some kind of very intense homas, then they will say ekam, they put ghee and they start counting. Ekam, dve, trini, chatvari, pancha, shat. So how many times the ghee is poured into fire, they generally count this in the mantras. So the numbers are this. So ekam means one, dve means two, trini means three, chatvari means four, pancha means five, shat means six, sapta means seven, ashta means eight, nava means nine, dasha means ten. So in movies you would have seen Dashavatara, one of the famous movies, I think Kamala Hassan's is Dashavatara, and there are a lot of Dashavataras before also. Dasha means ten. Yeah, dasha means ten.
Sir, excuse me, sir.
Aam Bhagini.
Sir, dve is two or second.
So for now, only two. We'll not get into the endings of the numbers right now. We'll only say one, two, three, four. That is what we are referring to here, numbers. So ekam means one, dve means two, trini means three, chatvari means four, pancha means five, shat means six, sapta means seven, ashta means eight, nava means nine, dasha means ten. So we are counting the numbers. We are not indicating what position it is right now. We are only counting the numbers. Astu? So we will get into those details as we get along the class. We will also see there are rupas for this. When we say rupas, we have Strilinga, Purushalinga and Napunsakalinga rupas for numbers also. Right now, we will not get into those details. For now, the understanding is ekam means one, dve means two only, trini means three, chatvari means four, pancha means five, shat means six, sapta ityukte seven, ashta ityukte eight, nava ityukte nine, dasha ityukte ten. That is what it means right now. Astu? So we will just repeat once again, everybody. So please try to repeat yourself. Ekam, dve,
Trini, Chatvari,
Pancha, Shat. Sapta, Ashta, Nava,
Dasha.
So now, Bal Subramanam Mahodaya, are you available? Mohdaya, can you please count from 1 to 10?
Ekam, dve, trini, chatvari, pancha, shat, sabda, ashta, nava, dasha.
Samishina Mohdaya. Aishwarya Bhagini. Aishwarya Bhagini, asti va? Bhavatya dhvaniha na shrunomi Bhagini.
Ekam, dve, trini, chatvari, pancha, shat, sapta, ashta, Nava, Dasha.
Samichinam Bhagini, Samichinam. So this is from 1 to 10. Ekam, dve, trini, chatvari, pancha, shat, sapta, ashta, nava, dasha. This is how we are counting from 1 to 10. So just what we do if we want to count the next thing. Eka dasha. So we are counting from 10. Eka dasha. Eka dasha means 11. Dvadasha. Dvadasha means 12. Trayodasha means 13. Trayodasha means 13. Chaturdasha means 14. So if we remember, if we kind of recall, so Chaturdasha. So we generally count Vinayaka Chaturthi, right? So it is what we are trying to refer to these numbers. Chaturthi here is the day on which it is going to fall. Similarly for Ekadasha, today is Ekadasha. If you go by the Panchangam, that we have, here we generally go by the numbers like this. Ekadasha is today. Actually in India, today is Ekadasha. And tomorrow will be Dvadasha. Similarly, we have Trayodasha, Chaturdasha, and then we have Amavasya or Purnima. That is how we are going to do. So these are the numbers that we are following. Eka Dasha, Vadasha. So today is Eka Dashi. We'll say today is not Eka Dashaha or Eka Dasham. We'll say Eka Dashi. So Eka Dashi, we will try to learn this later. But for now, please remember that it is the number that we are pointing to, and it is Eka Dashi. It is not Eka Dashaha or Eka Dasham. It is Eka Dashi. Astu. Similarly, Dvadashi, Dvadasha. Okay, we'll come to that later. Eka Dasha, Dvadasha, Trayodasha. Trayodasha is 13. Chaturdasha. So whatever we have learned here. Chatwari is becoming Chaturdasha. Chaturdasha is 4 upon 10. Chaturdasha. Panchadasha. Panchadasha 15. Shodasha. Shodasha 16. Saptadasha 17. Ashtadasha 18. Navadasha 19. Vimshati. Vimshatihi ityukte 20. Vimshatihi. Vimshatihi ityukte 20. Astu. So Bhavani Bhagni asti va?
Sir, ek minute. Shodasha it is written. It is Shodasha or it's Shodasha?
Shodasha. Okay, right. Here it is Shodasha. Shodasha only. 16 is Shodasha.
So it will be called Shodasha. No.
No, Bhagni. It is Shet plus Shet, right? It was actually Shet. Now this is Dasha. Shet plus Dasha Shodasha. So that is correct only. Shodasha. That is how the verb is combined and it is pronounced as Shodasha.
Thank you, sir.
There is actually a sandhi that is not really needed to understand now. There is a sandhi that is happening. We have ta and then the. So what is happening? It is becoming the end letter, shodasha. Okay. So shodasha is 16. Saptadasha is 17. Ashtadasha is 17. Ashtadasha is 18. Navadasha is 19, Vimshatihi is 20. Astu, so agre Bhavani Bhagni asti va?
Bhavani Bhagni na asti.
Bhavani Bhagni na asti va? Astu. Priyarama Bhagni asti va?
Astu Mahadaya.
Asmi.
Asmi.
Bhagini, can you please count from 11 to 20?
Ekadasha, Dvadasha, Trayodasha, Chaturdasha, Panchadasha, Shodasha, Saptadasha, Ashtadasha, Navadasha, Vimshatihi.
Samichinam. Agre, Manjushri Bhagini, can you please count from 11 to 20?
Ekadasha, Dvadasha, Trayodasha, Chaturdasha, Panchadasha, Shodasha, Saptadasha, Ashtadasha, Navadasha, Vimshatihi.
Vimshatihi. Astu Bhagini. Agre. So that is from 11 to 20. So we have from 21 to 30. How do we count from 21 to 30? 20 was vimshatihi. So, eka vimshatihi, ityukte 21. Dva vimshatihi, 22. Trayo vimshatihi, 23. Chatur vimshatihi, 24. Pancha vimshatihi, 25. Shat vimshatihi, 26. Sapta vimshatihi, 27. Ashta vimshatihi, 28. Nava vimshatihi, 29. Trimshat. Trimshat is 30. Astu, ekavimshatihi, dvavimshatihi, trayovimshatihi, chaturvimshatihi, panchavimshatihi, shatvimshatihi, saptavimshatihi, ashtavimshatihi, navavimshatihi, trimshat. Astu, so Sarada Ramakrishnan Bhagini, Astiva?
Aham Asmi. एकविंशतिः द्वाविंशतिः त्रयोविंशतिः चतुर्विंशतिः पञ्चविंशतिः षड्विंशतिः सप्तविंशतिः अष्टाविंशतिः नवविंशतिः त्रिंशत्.
समीचीनं भगिनि. अग्रे त्रिवेणी भगिनी.
एकविंशतिः द्वाविंशतिः त्रयोविंशतिः त्रयोविंशतिः चतुर्विंशतिः पञ्चविंशतिः षड्विंशतिः सप्तविंशतिः अष्टविंशतिः नवविंशतिः अष्टाविंशतिः नवविंशतिः
त्रिंशत् अस्तु. अग्रे वन्दना भगिनी, केन् यु प्लीस् कौण्ट् फ्रोम् 1 टु 30?
1 टु 30? ऐ नीड् अ नम्बर्. केन् ऐ हेव् अ नम्बर्? एकं द्वे त्रीणि चत्वारि पञ्च षट् सप्त अष्ट नव दश एकादश द्वादश त्रयोदश चतुर्दश त्रयोदश चतुर्दश पञ्चदश षोडश सप्तदश अष्टादश नवदश विंशतिः एकविंशतिः द्वाविंशतिः त्रयोविंशतिः चतुर्दशी विंशतिः पञ्चविंशतिः षड्विंशतिः सप्तविंशतिः अष्टाविंशतिः नवविंशतिः त्रिंशतः.
Samichinam Bhagini, so there is one question. What is Zurya? Shunya. Shunya is actually zero. Shunya. And that Shunya. No. What is zero? Somebody is asking. Trimshat is 30. What is zero is another question. So zero means Shunya. And yes, Shunya. And to give a background, it is the Indians who have actually found out Shunya. Shunya was not there anywhere in the world. Shunya was invented or discovered by Indians, and the great mathematician was, it was discovered here in India. So he was a great sage. It was gifted to the world by India. Without zero, there is no value to anything.
Yes.
So, Bhagini?
Can we have a name of the Rishi? I forgot actually. It is.
I think it is Bhattacharya. So I have to check that. Bhattacharya or Bharadwaja. I'm confused always. So let me check that and tell you. It is Bhattacharya or Bharadwaja. I'm not really sure. Aryabhatta. 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 अस्तु सो हि वास् अ ग्रेट् मेथमेटिशियन् एण्ड् हि वास् आल्सो अ फिलासफर् हि वास् आल्सो अ सेज् हू हेड् गिवन् द नम्बर् शून्य टु द वर्ल्ड् एण्ड् आल्सो वि नो देट् शून्य हेज़् डिफ्रेण्ट् मीनिङ्ग्स् एण्ड् देर् इस् आल्सो मेडिटेशन् काल्ड् अ शून्य मेडिटेशन् अस्तु सो अग्रे सो अग्रे डाक्टर् गीता भगिनी अस्ति वा
अस्मि अहमस्मि
एकवारम् अस्तु भगिनि एकवारं 1-30 एकवारं कौण्ट् करिष्यति वा
एकं द्वे त्रीणि चत्वारि पञ्च षट् सप्त अष्ट नव दश एकादश द्वादश त्रयोदश चतुर्दश पञ्चदश षोडश सप्तदश अष्टादश नवदश अष्टादश नवदश विंशतिः एकविंशतिः द्वाविंशतिः त्रयोविंशतिः चतुर्विंशतिः पञ्चविंशतिः षड्विंशतिः सप्तविंशतिः अष्टाविंशतिः नवविंशतिः त्रिंशत्
त्रिंशत् समीचीनं महोदय बहु समीचीनं
धन्यवादः
अस्तु भगिनि अस्तु भगिनि सो फ्रम् 31-40 इट् विल् बि नौ एकत्रिंशत् द्वात्रिंशत् त्रयस्त्रिंशत् चतुस्त्रिंशत् पञ्चत्रिंशत् षट्त्रिंशत् सप्तत्रिंशत् अष्टत्रिंशत् नवत्रिंशत् चत्वारिंशत् चत्वारिंशत् इस् 40 सो 31-40 विल् बि एकत्रिंशत् द्वात्रिंशत् त्रयस्त्रिंशत् चतुस्त्रिंशत् पञ्चत्रिंशत् 35 षट्त्रिंशत् इस् 36 सप्तत्रिंशत् इस् 37 अष्टत्रिंशत् इस् 38 नवत्रिंशत् इस् 39 चत्वारिंशत् इस् 40 चत्वारिंशत् इस् 40 सो 41-50 विल् बि एकचत्वारिंशत् द्विचत्वारिंशत् त्रिचत्वारिंशत् चतुश्चत्वारिंशत् पञ्चचत्वारिंशत् षट्चत्वारिंशत् सप्तचत्वारिंशत् अष्टचत्वारिंशत् नवचत्वारिंशत् पञ्चाशत् इस् 50 सो एकचत्वारिंशत् इस् 41 द्विचत्वारिंशत् इस् 42 त्रिचत्वारिंशत् इस् 43 चतुश्चत्वारिंशत् इस् 44 पञ्चचत्वारिंशत् इस् 45 षट्चत्वारिंशत् इस् 46 सप्तचत्वारिंशत् इस् 47 अष्टचत्वारिंशत् इस् 48 नवचत्वारिंशत् इस् 49 पञ्चाशत् इस् 50 सो 51-60 विल् बि एकपञ्चाशत् 51 द्विपञ्चाशत् 52 त्रिपञ्चाशत् 53 चतुष्पञ्चाशत् इस् 54 पञ्चपञ्चाशत् इस् 55 षट्पञ्चाशत् इस् 56 सप्तपञ्चाशत् इस् 57 अष्टपञ्चाशत् इस् 58 नवपञ्चाशत् इस् 59 षष्टिः इस् 60 अस्तु सो नौ वील् स्टार्ट् कौण्टिङ्ग् फ्रम् 31-60 सो स्वर्णलक्ष्मी भगिनी
अहमस्मि
आं भगिनि
एकत्रिंशत् द्वात्रिंशत् त्रयत्रिंशत्
त्रयस्त्रिंशत्
चतुर्त्रिंशत्
पञ्चत्रिंशत् भगिनि
चतुस्त्रिंशत् पञ्चत्रिंशत् षट्त्रिंशत् सप्तत्रिंशत् अष्टात्रिंशत् नवत्रिंशत् अष्टत्रिंशत् नवत्रिंशत् चत्वारिंशत्
चत्वारिंशत् अस्तु अग्रे
एकचत्वारिंशत् द्विचत्वारिंशत् त्रिचत्वारिंशत् चतुश्चत्वारिंशत् पञ्चचत्वारिंशत् षट्चत्वारिंशत् सप्तचत्वारिंशत् अष्टचत्वारिंशत् नवचत्वारिंशत् पञ्चाशत्
पञ्चाशत् अस्तु अग्रे
एकपञ्चाशत् द्विपञ्चाशत् त्रिपञ्चाशत् चतुष्पञ्चाशत् पञ्चपञ्चाशत्
भगिनी षट् पञ्च षट् न षट् पञ्चाशत्
षट् ओ अष्ट पञ्चाशत् नवपञ्चाशत् षष्टिः
षष्टिः समीचीनं समीचीनम् अग्रे राणी भगिनी अस्ति वा आं भगिनि आं भगिनि राणी भगिनी अस्ति वा
आं महोदय
भगिनि एकवारं फ्रम् 31 to 60 एकनिमिषं भगिनि एकनिमिषं लेट् मी देर् इस् लाट् आफ़् बेक्ग्रौण्ड् नाय्स् लेट् मी फस्ट् म्यूट् एव्रिबडि अण्ड् देन् यू केन् स्टार्ट् ओके राणि भगिनि प्लीस् अन्म्यूट् युर् सेल्फ् अण्ड् यू केन् स्टार्ट्
आं महोदय एकत्रिंशत् द्वात्रिंशत् त्रयत्रिंशत्
त्रयस्त्रिंशत्
चतुस्त्रिंशत् पञ्चत्रिंशत् षष्टि त्रिंशत् षट्त्रिंशत् सोरि षट्त्रिंशत् सप्तत्रिंशत् अष्टात्रिंशत् अष्टत्रिंशत् नवत्रिंशत् चत्वारिंशत्
समीचीनम् अग्रे
धन्यवादः महोदय
न न न प्लीस् कम्प्लीट् इट् टिल् 60
आम् आं महोदय ओके एकचत्वारिंशत् द्विचत्वारिंशत् त्रिचत्वारिंशत् चतुश्चत्वारिंशत् पञ्चचत्वारिंशत् षट्चत्वारिंशत् षट्चत्वारिंशत् सप्तचत्वारिंशत् अष्टचत्वारिंशत् नवचत्वारिंशत् पञ्चाशत् एकपञ्चाशत् द्विपञ्चाशत् त्रिपञ्चाशत् चतुष्पञ्चाशत् पञ्चपञ्चाशत् षट्पञ्चाशत् सप्तपञ्चाशत् अष्टपञ्चाशत् नवपञ्चाशत् षष्टिः
षष्टिः समीचीनं भगिनि बहु समीचीनं धन्यवादः सो फार् टेन्स् अण्टिल् अस्तु भगिनि सो फार् टेन्स् वि हाव् द नम्बर्स् लैक् दिस् दश विंशतिः त्रिंशत् चत्वारिंशत् पञ्चाशत् षष्टिः सप्ततिः सप्ततिः इत्युक्ते 70 अशीतिः इत्युक्ते 80 नवतिः इत्युक्ते 90 शतम् इत्युक्ते 100 दशः दश 10 विंशतिः 20 त्रिंशत् 30 चत्वारिंशत् 40 पञ्चाशत् 50 षष्टिः 60 सप्ततिः 70 अशीतिः 80 नवतिः 90 शतं शतम् इत्युक्ते 100 सो दीस् आर् द नम्बर्स् दट् वी हेव् and so as for the homework please practice the numbers that are given in our abhyasa pustakam let me open it and you can practice these numbers that are there here also so till 40 here are there 60 to 70 you can practice from our slides and there is one nice kind of picture that is given where you have to join the dots so please try to complete this also so once you know the numbers you have to connect the dots accordingly what is given here and then you'll get a nice picture out of what is given here so this will be our homework for If you have the book, please practice it. For people who do not have the book, please ignore, just practice the numbers. For people who have purchased the book, please try to draw this picture here by connecting the dots. You have to connect the dots and draw the picture. For people who do not have the book, just ignore, just try to learn the numbers.
But sir, from where we can get this book?
So this is available in Samskrita Bharati. If you are in India, we have samskritabharati.in. There are two websites. For USA, we have USA website, and just search for Samskrita Bharati. You have this is for India, so this is how you can go to, and there is another samskritabharatiusa.org. So if you go here, and then you have this website. In this website, you will have Pustakani. Just go to this one. There is a Samparkaha. No, not even this one. There is. It is out of stock in USA. Okay, Pustaka Vikrayanam. This is the place where you can purchase the books. So you have all the books. Okay, this is Abhyasa Pustaka. Let me try to show that also.
So this is available in the next area.
It is available in the net. So let me also show on our website where it is. So you can download or print it out. That also you can do if it is not available in the stock. So go to our class website. I have Abhyasa Pustakam link here. Okay. There is the Abhyasa Pustakam link. If you are not able to get it, you can also download it and practice it. If you are not able to get the picture, you can print it out. Right? If it is feasible, try to print it out. You can print it out as well. The PDF is available on our website.
Yes.
If you want.
Yeah, this. Yes, this is there, but I was thinking if I can get the book.
So for the book, you can go to this place. You have Pustaka Vikrayanam at samskritabharati.in, samskritabharati.in. Then click on Sambhashanam. This is the Sambhashanam. You will see a lot of books, and our book that we are following is this orange color book, Abhyasaka, Abhyasa Pustakani, orange color. This is what we are trying to follow. Similarly, for people who are residing in USA, you can go to Sambhashana. If it is, I am not sure how you book it in, okay, let me see if there is something here. No, I've never done it in USA, so I'm not sure. So you have to explore this website. I'll anyway send the link of how to explore it also. For USA, I think it is another way, but for India, this is the easiest way to do it.
Dhanyavaad.
So any other questions of how you want to utilize the book is the PDF that is available. I think we are using the PDF right now, everybody of us. If it is possible, try to contact the Bangalore Center. They will publish it. They will give the book pretty quickly. Samskrita Bharati, Bangalore Center, they have the publications coming from there. You can get it from there quickly. For people who are not comfortable with Devanagari script so far, even till today, we have provided the transliteration for each and every vowel and the consonants. This is for people who are not still comfortable with the scheme of things that we are doing right now. We are following Devanagari script. There is also a transliteration in our Abhyasa Pustakam. If we look at the Abhyasa Pustakam, every sentence is transliterated in English. The same word is written in English. That is what is transliteration. So if you are still not comfortable with Sanskrit and you are trying to read it in only English, the vowels and the consonants are written here. They are written in English as well. That is what is the transliteration scheme. So please try to go through these slides if you are still not comfortable. And also in our website, you have Devanagari script link here for people who are still not able to get the you have to open this in Chrome or Firefox. You will have the words. If you play this, it will produce the sound. How to pronounce it, okay? And if you click on the word, okay? So you can go to this website and also learn the pronunciation. So these links are helpful for people who are still not comfortable with the Devanagari script. So please try to follow this slide. And for practice, how to write in two-ruled notebook or in four-ruled notebook. So please try to follow this way of writing it. Just follow this what has been provided here. Try to practice this for the kha varga, and the vowels have already been provided. Just practice them as it is. And for sanyukta aksharani, or if you want to go for advanced thing, these are the other letters that we have provided, how to practice them. So please practice this. If you are not comfortable with Devanagari, you have never seen Devanagari and you are only learning Devanagari script in our session, try to practice them. This will be helpful as we go forward. You will feel, because you are attending the Sanskrit classes, the Panini Vyakrana classes, this practice will help us to get in pace with what is happening there also. So that is what I would request you to follow these slides. These are only for practice. This is nothing to do with what we are doing right now. Okay? Astu. Agre, the next topic is Samayaha. Any questions? Yes, sir. So these slides I am already sharing. Some of the questions is like, where am I going to find these slides? One is this website. This is already available in our, if you go to my mails, this is what you will find. This is the mail that I will be sending. You will see here, I will be sharing my screen and presentation slides during the class. So if you click here, the slides will be available. Again, similarly in our homework mail that I send later on, you will also see that I will be sending the slides link here. So our recordings and whatever is there, that link would be shared again in our homework. I post it with the link. So that link is the link that I am currently showing you now. This is the website that it will be redirected to. So all of this will be available here. So the slides and the Abhyasa Pustakam and the Excel, the Excel sheet, Kriya Padani Excel sheet, and previous homeworks that are there that have been shared with you, or the questions that have been shared, the answers are also shared here. So please refer to this website. This is what we are following in our class also. So everything will be updated. Today it is still not updated. After the class, once the recording is completed, I will update today's as well. So if you have any doubts, please drop me a mail. If you are still not, if this email you are not getting it for some reason, please drop me an email. My email is mjayant.276@gmail.com. You can drop me a mail personally. I'll send these links to you again. If that is also not possible, I'll send the link in our WhatsApp group also. Astu. Great. Samayaha. We will start with Samayaha. So how do we mention time? Right? 1 o'clock is Ekavadanam. 1 o'clock is Ekavadanam. 2 o'clock, Dvivadanam. 2 o'clock is Dvivadanam. 3 o'clock, Trivadanam. Chaturvadanam, 4 o'clock. Chaturvadanam is 4 o'clock. Panchavadanam, Panchavadanam, 5 o'clock. Shatvadanam, 6 o'clock. Saptavadanam, 7 o'clock. Ashtavadanam is 8 o'clock. Navavadanam. Now it is 9 o'clock. Navavadanam. Dashavadanam. 10 o'clock. Ekadashavadanam. Ekadashavadanam is 11 o'clock. Dvadashavadanam is 12 o'clock. Similarly, for 30, 130, how do we mention 130? Sardha Ekavadanam. Sardha means half. Sardha Ekavadanam. Sardha Dvivadanam. 2:30. Sardha Trivadanam. 3:30. Sardha Chaturvadanam, 4:30. Sardha Panchavadanam, 5:30. Sardha षट्वादनं 6:30 सार्ध सप्तवादनं 7:30 सो अवर् क्लासस् स्टार्ट् एट् इण्डियन् टैम् इस् सार्ध सप्तवादनम् अस्तु एण्ड् युवर्स् टैम् इस् दशवादनम् अवर् क्लासस् स्टार्ट् एट् दशवादनम् इन् द मार्निङ्ग् इन् युएस् एण्ड् 7:30 इस् सार्धसप्तवादनम् इन् द ईविङ्ग् सार्ध अष्टवादनम् सार्धनववादनम् सार्धदशवादनम् इस् 10:30 सार्धदशवादनम् सार्ध एकादशवादनम् 11:30 सार्धद्वादशवादनम् सार्धद्वादश 12:30 अस्तु दिस् इस् हौ वि रेफर् टु 10:30 9:30 आर् 1:30 टु 12:30 दट् इस् हौ सार्ध एकवादनम् सार्धद्विवादनम् सार्धत्रिवादनम् सार्धचतुर्वादनम् सार्धपञ्चवादनम् सार्धषट्वादनम् सार्धसप्तवादनम् सार्ध अष्टवादनम् सार्धनववादनम् सार्धदशवादनम् दट् इस् हौ वि आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु रेफर् टु द टैम् दट् इस् 1:30 to 2:30 नौ इफ् इट् इस् 15 सो ऐ वाण्ट् टु रेफर् टु 1:15 सपाद सो सपाद हियर् मीन्स् 15 मिनिट्स् अहेड् सपाद एकवादनम् 1:15 सपाद द्विवादनम् इस् 2:15 सपाद त्रिवादनम् 3:15 सपाद चतुर्वादनम् 4:15 सपाद पञ्चवादनम् 5:15 सपाद षट्वादनम् 6:15 सपाद सप्तवादनम् 7:15 सपाद अष्टवादनम् 8:15 सपाद नववादनम् 9:15 सपाद दशवादनम् 10:15 सपाद एकादशवादनम् 11:15 सपाद द्वादशवादनम् 12:15 सो दिस् इस् हौ वि आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु रेफर् टु 1:15 to 12:15 सपाद एकवादनम् सपाद द्विवादनम् सपाद त्रिवादनम् सपाद चतुर्वादनम् सपाद पञ्चवादनम् सपाद षट्वादनम् सपाद सप्तवादनम् सपाद अष्टवादनम् सपाद नववादनम् सपाद दशवादनम् सपाद एकादशवादनम् सपाद द्वादशवादनम् सपाद दश सपाद द्वादशवादनम् अस्तु सो इफ् इट् इस् 1:15 आर् 1:45 to 2 पादोन सो ऊन मीन्स् लेस् पाद इट् वास् सपाद हियर् फार् 15 अहेड् सपाद मीन्स् 15 अहेड् इफ् यु वाण्ट् टु टेक् इट् लेस् पाद ऊन पादोन द्विवादनम् पादोन पाद ऊन पादोन त्रिवादनम् पादोन चतुर्वादनम् पादोन पञ्चवादनम् पादोन षट्वादनम् पादोन सप्तवादनम् पादोन 6:45 or 6:45 इस् पादोन सप्तवादनम् पादोन अष्टवादनम् 7:45 पादोन नववादनम् 7:45 आर् 8:45 पादोन दशवादनम् 9:45 or 9:45 पादोन एकादशवादनम् 10:45 or 10:45 पादोन द्वादशवादनम् 11:45 or 11:45 पादोन एकवादनम् 12:45 or 12:45 दिस् इस् हौ वि आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु रेफर् सो वील् कण्टिन्यू दिस् अगेन् इन् अवर् नेक्स्ट् क्लास् सो देर् इस् नो होम्वर्क् फार् समयः ओन्ली होम्वर्क् फार् टुडे इस् टु ड्रा दिस् एण्ड् ट्रै टु लर्न् द नम्बर् एण्ड् आल्सो चेक् द दिनचर्या हौ टु फार्म् द सेण्टेन्सस् फार् युवर् दिनचर्या not the dinacharya given in the slide of your dinacharya what do you do in a day please try to write the sentences from morning to evening if it is not same for the week or for the day try to see what is same across all the days astu so any other questions so if there are no questions Murugappan Mahodaya can you please complete it with the shanti mantra
महोदय सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः
सर्वे
सन्तु निरामयाः सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु
सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु
मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत्
मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत्
ॐ सा शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः
हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः महोदय
महोदय धन्यवादः
अस्तु धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः महोदय
धन्यवादः महोदय